Okay, I saw Liz Gerber come in. Y'all don't know her too well because she's been on sabbatical this year, so she has tried to stay away from the building, but she couldn't resist coming in for Core Smart. And you will actually find her name mentioned repeatedly on the list of courses. She's only seemed to volunteer to talk about one, well, or a set of courses. I don't know if you want to say anything about your other courses as well, but the what she's scheduled to talk about is the new thing that she's doing, the Applied Policy Seminar we've had before, but she's restructured it. Indeed, that's what a part of what she's been doing this year, is restructuring it, and she's going to tell you about that as well as a project skills workshop that is going to accompany that, but be available to everybody, whether or not they take the Applied Policy Seminar.
Well, thank you, Ellen. Hi, everybody. It's nice to be back in this room and see all of you. So I'm Liz Gerber, and as Ellen said, I'm a regular professor here in the Ford School. I've been away this year, but I will be back full-time in the fall. And the thing I want to talk about today is the Applied Policy Seminar. Has anybody done an Applied Policy Seminar? And by that, what I'm referring to is a client project-based course. So right now, that Chuck Wilbur is doing one. Which one have you done? The education practicum. Okay. So over the last, anybody else? Anybody else done a client project course? Yeah. Thought you had. The Applied Policy Seminars are an effort by the Ford School to create really meaningful and valuable opportunities for our students to engage in real-world consulting-type projects with policy organizations who have real needs and who can really engage the skills and interests and knowledge and backgrounds of our students. So over the years, we've had a variety, sort of a spattering of these opportunities. And one of the things that with the school's curriculum review that we've been doing over the last year that we've really been focusing on is how to do this more systematically and open these opportunities to a larger number of students. We have had a ton of feedback, especially from employers. Any of you who are interested in getting a job someday, employers feel that this is incredibly valuable experience. They really, really see in what our graduates can do once they get jobs. They really see the value of these practical policy experiences. This is a supervised consulting project. It's the best of all worlds, right? You get to work with a client, but you don't have to be responsible for everything. There's a institutional structure that helps you be an effective policy analyst or consultant to these organizations. So as a school, we've prioritized this as one of the main ways that we're trying to provide practical engagement opportunities for our students. And so this is our this is the culmination of that process. So what does it look like? What does this new course look like? We have four policy organizations who have committed, and we've jointly committed to sponsor projects of theirs in the fall semester. And our intention is to have a wide range of both substance and sort of level of government represented in the projects, and I think we've done that, and we intend to do this every semester. We have one project with Amnesty International USA, where we're going to be doing stakeholder analyses of people that can help push their advocacy efforts with respect to South Africa and India. Those are the two countries that they're really focusing on in this effort. And they need help identifying people in the world, both in the U.S. and elsewhere, that can be part of an advocacy stakeholder network. And then thinking about ways then that they can use that network to promote their advocacy efforts. So folks that are interested in advocacy internationally, international networking, and a wide range of stakeholders involved in human rights efforts might be very interested in that project. The second client that we have is the GAO, General Accounting Office, and we have two projects that we potentially could do with them. We're not sure which is going to make the most sense to do, but we probably don't have to decide before the fall, so if people are interested in one or the other, we can go one way or the other, and if we have enough people, we could do both. One is on how state and local governments are debt financing pensions, so it's a budget analysis. It's going to be very important, I think, in the future, what kinds of risks are involved in that. And the other is on how educational institutions are accommodating and providing opportunities for students with disabilities. So there's an educational policy aspect there, but then also implementation of the federal Americans with Disabilities Act, and how those federal policies are being implemented in colleges and universities across the country. So those are the GAO projects. We also have a couple of state and local projects ready to go. One is with the city of Warren, which is one of the largest, has one of the largest concentrations of military contractors in the country, and they are interested in thinking about how to leverage that fact in an integrated regional economic development strategy. So the work there would be doing a lot of sort of inventory analysis and sort of a SWOT analysis, thinking about what are the opportunities and challenges in that kind of a development strategy for the community. And then the fourth one that we have is a nonprofit that's made up of business and community leaders in Lenawee County, Michigan, which is that way, to the southwest, and they are a county with about 100,000 residents and 41 units of local government. They think that might not be the most efficient way to organize themselves, and they would like help figuring out how they may more efficiently organize themselves. The cool thing about this project, though, I've been involved in lots and lots of communities that say, oh, we spend too much money on government. But then when you start saying, okay, well, one thing you could do is consolidate your 11 police departments. Say, oh, no, we can't do that. This is an exception. This community is an exception. They're way down the road in having this conversation on a broad level at the government, with government folks and business and civic leaders. And really, I have to say, I think everyone's on board, and so they really need help in prioritizing ways to increase the efficiency of local government in the county. So I actually think, unlike most efforts like this, this one might actually work and might actually have an impact on what happens in these communities. So those are the projects that we're going to be offering this fall. The Apply Policy Seminar is intended for second-year students and graduate students. We're really thinking of it mainly as a kind of a capstone, but not a formal capstone. We need to be a little flexible, so once we see what kinds of enrollments we have, we might need to make some exceptions to that, but the intention is really to have this be kind of a culminating experience of the MPP program to really be able to integrate and apply a lot of the skills that you're learning along the way. So that's the intention of that course. In parallel, I'll breathe and give you an opportunity to ask questions in a second, but in parallel with that, we're also offering a new one-credit project skills workshop. What we wanted to do is, in addition to offering a broader range of projects through the Applied Policy Seminar, we also wanted to have some more curricular substance in it. So in previous Applied Policy Seminars, students have just worked on the projects. And occasionally, some of them will have some course content where there are either guest speakers or lectures or readings that deal with the subject of the project that the students are working on. What we decided is that since we're having a broad range of projects, what would make sense from a curricular perspective is to have skills that are relevant to the projects that students are working on being taught and developed in parallel with those client-based projects. So what we don't want to do is take time away from working on the client-based projects, but we do want to also address the interest and the demand that students have had in the past, as well as employers, to help students develop some more professional skills. And so the Project Skills Workshop is going to be basically part of the Applied Policy Seminar. Everyone in the APS is going to be required to also take the one credit Project Skills Workshop, but that we want to open to everybody as well. We think everybody could really benefit from the Project Skills Workshop. The three areas that we're going to be covering in this one credit course in the fall are project management, group dynamics, and presentation skills. You can, I think, see how those are relevant to working on a group client-based consulting type project, but they're also obviously skills that all of you will want to have when you go off and work in the policy world. So that course will be held Friday mornings for the first half of the semester. It's one credit, and it will also be offered every semester whenever the Applied Policy Seminar is offered. We have people that are experts in each of those areas, and Ford School faculty who will probably also be helping with teaching some of the modules in that Project Skills Workshop. So you will have people who do project management helping you think about how to do project management and so on. So we're really excited about these offerings. It's really, you know, we worked very hard over the last year in really listening to what students said they wanted and needed in terms of practical engagement opportunities. And we really listened to what employers said they found was useful as experience that our alums were bringing to their careers. And so we hope that this will be a nice opportunity for a lot of you to get those skills and experiences working with clients. Does anybody have questions about the... Yeah. Well, we will offer the class every semester, but we will also be flexible on that. I mean, it's, you know, right now the challenge is managing four clients. And then if I've got, you know, 22 or 28 students, it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, the more the better, I think, at this point. I mean, we would really like this to be something that most students can take advantage of during their second year. And so if you do the math, you'll see that we need to be able to accommodate more than 25. So, yeah, that if that happens, we'll be very happy. So please do sign up. Yeah?
Do you expect to have the same kind of range of clients each semester, or is there any way you can give us an idea of
who might be in discussions with the World Bank for the winter, and the GAO is a great provider of these kinds of projects. This is what they do. So they've got a constant pipeline. So there will often be, what we want to make sure we do every semester is have one client that has an international policy focus, one that has a national policy focus, one that has a state or local policy focus. And then, you know, if we have additional projects as well, then we'll add to that. But that's sort of our goal, is to be sure that students with all of those interests have an obvious project that they could work on. I should say, though, that I would encourage you not to limit your what you see as opportunities as those which are very close to what you think you want to do when you get out of school or what you're specializing on now. In the past, I've had students, for example, I've had local economic development projects, but students with interest in international policy or domestic policy in another country or national policy, and they get every bit as much out of the projects as the ones that are more closely connected to the immediate policy questions. So all of the projects will have an analysis piece, you know, a sort of a presentation piece, a background research piece, every project is going to culminate in a report and a presentation to the client. So you will learn really good things kind of regardless. I mean, obviously, if you have a really good idea that you want to go into international policy, then you may want to, you may prefer to spend your time thinking about international policy in the context of this seminar. But I would really encourage you to be open-minded about the potential for any of these projects. I think they're all terrific projects. But that said, we will have a range every semester. Yeah, so I don't exactly know yet. So I'm hoping that, the question is how will it be determined which students work on which projects? In the past, we've always had a pretty loose way. You know, so anytime we've had multiple projects, we've asked students to, you know, do their best. If somebody else really wants this one to, and you're kind of indifferent, to be flexible and agree to do a different project and kind of let the students sort themselves out. And that is my very strong preference. I would really rather not say, you'll work on that and you'll work on that if you don't want to. I mean, I really want students to be able to work on the projects that they want to. That said, you know, if you know, part of the challenge for this course is that we do have to make some commitments to clients beforehand, kind of hoping that there will be students who want to work on their projects. So we've really tried to get stuff that we think will be broadly interesting. But, you know, if necessary, I guess, you know, we'll have to devise some sort of an assignment scheme. I would really rather not do that. I'd really hope that we can just sort of work it out. And then I've always got, there's one other thing that I should add. If there are if there are policy organizations that any of you know of that, for example, you work with in your summer internship that would have a project that would really make sense to be a client consult, a group client consulting project in the applied policy seminar, there's always the possibility of if there are enough students, of adding another client at the very beginning of the semester, assuming that we can get the project up and running quickly. So, you know, part of the challenge is it takes a while to get the project organized so that when you arrive the first week of September, it's ready to go. And so if you have other potential clients, I think what I need to do is say, I can't commit to them now, but we can have them sort of as a backup in case there are lots and lots and lots of international people with international interests, and we sort of have too many on one project, but there's another organization that potentially we could start a project with quickly at the beginning of the semester. You can bring those to me also, and we can talk about trying to incorporate them into the structure. We really want this to be a very flexible structure, and I'm very open to your ideas about how to make sure that there are projects that people want to work on. So, did that answer your question?
One more question. Yeah.
I know she is. She's coming. Yeah.
So the first one is logistically, when we're working with clients, are they coming on site? Are we spending only just the class time on these projects, or how much of the outside work do we have to take a picture there? And then the second question is, it seems like from the spreadsheet that the two classes are supposed to be registered together.
Yes. To your first question, the class time is intended to be mostly for you guys to be working together on your projects. So when I've done the applied policy seminars in the past and have also tried to use class time to do lots of other stuff, students are frustrated because there's not enough time and it's hard to coordinate. And so this is a coordination device. This is the time that we know that everybody is available to meet for an hour and a half on Wednesday morning. And so that's when you can be working together with your groups. I will spend a small amount of class time talking about the applicability of some of the Project Skills Workshop topics in the classes, which is why it's why we've decided not to make it possible to opt out of the Project Skills Workshop, because we are going to be talking about that content in the Applied Policy Seminar. But I promise I won't do a lot of that. Most of the time will be intended for you guys to either work with me in organizing different parts of the projects, or to work with your clients over conference calls or video conference, or to just work amongst yourselves. So it really is a workshop time, but dedicated so that everybody knows that that's the time that you can be working together. Okay?
Okay, we're going to have to cut this off because we've got so much else to do.
I know.
But thank you.
I had until 22, right? I didn't go over, did I?
Well,
okay.
Depends on it. You're right. It's
just okay.
I was hoping for some time to squeeze some things in.
Okay.
Lovely.
Let me just say, even though I am on sabbatical, I am available to you via email. So if you have any questions, please send them to me. And if you're interested in, there we go.
Very good. Thank you very much, Liz. Okay.